وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون وقال تعالى فكلوا مما رزقكم الله حلالا طيبا واشكروا نعمة الله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين Our topic for today In continuation from last week, where we spoke about what we need to do in order that we should be saved from the trials and the tribulations that are enveloping us, the fitan, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us to see what we are made of.
By virtue of us saying, Amanna. By virtue of us saying that we are believers. May Allah make us of the true believers. Ameen. And so we looked at the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. Hal min khaliqin ghayrullah. Oh, those. Oh, mankind. He addresses the entire mankind. Bani Adam. Oh, mankind. And the word nas is the plural of insan, which is mushtaqun min an-nisyan. The word insan, mushtaqun min an-nisyan. It is derived from the word nisyan, which means to forget. Today, inshallah ta'ala, in this Jumu'ah, this khutbah al-Jumu'ah, we are going to try, and I start with myself, we're going to try and be of those humans that forget at least as we possibly can. Especially when it comes to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how are we going to do that? By constantly implementing the very great attribute of shukr, of gratitude. And so I recited at the beginning of the khutbah, I recited three verses. In fact, there's five verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the imperative verb. I just selected three of them. And then there are two other verses where he says, kun minashakirin. Five verses where he says, washkuru, or ushkuru. Be thankful, be grateful. وَالْأَمْرُ يُفِيدُ الْوُجُوبُ. And anything that is commanded generally. If there's a general address and something is commanded, الْأَمْرُ يُفِيدُ الْوُجُوبُ, then we implement that qaida, that rule in Islamic jurisprudence, that which is commanded makes it binding, makes it incumbent, makes it compulsory. So in the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Udhkuruni adhkurkum. Remember me and I will remember you. Of course, this is sunnatullahi fil kawn. Kama tadinu tudan. I'mal ma shi'ta, the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do whatever you like, what you do will be done unto you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Udhkuruni adhkurkum. Remember me and I will remember you. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he said to Ibn Abbas, Ibn Abbas, the son of his uncle, Abbas, his father's brother, Abbas, his son, Abdullah ibn Abbas, much younger than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, that day he was 8 years of age. He was 8 years old, and the Prophet said to him, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. Oh my boy, let me teach you some words. احفظِ الله يحفظك. Look after the commands of Allah, Allah will look after you. احفظِ الله تجد تجاهك. Look after the commands of Allah, Allah will always be there for you. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. And if you ask, ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you seek help from Allah. That's something that none of us are unfamiliar with, because we say it 17 times a day. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Thee alone do we worship, and from thee alone do we ask for help. And then he said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ أَنْ يَنْفَعُكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And know this, that if the whole world had to come together to benefit you with something, they couldn't benefit you with anything except that which Allah had written for you. And if the whole world were in ijtama'u, أَيَدُرُّكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَدُرُّكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِّتْ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتُ الصُّحُفُ. And if the whole world had to come together to harm you with something, then they wouldn't be able to harm you with anything except that which Allah had written for you. The pens have been lifted and the pages have dried. So always be mindful of this. Udhkuruni adhkurkum. Remember me, I'll remember you. Look after my commandments, I will look after you. Look after my commandments, I will always be there for you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be grateful to me. Be grateful. Last week we spoke about just thinking about Allah's favors. Calling them to mind. And we can never call them all to mind. But it suffices for us to know that every favor that we have comes from Allah. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah says there's not a single favor. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ. The negation of the indefinite article in the Arabic language covers the entire class of what is being negated. Meaning not one single favor. I mean, we can, from now until Qiyamah, we wouldn't have enough time to be able to count all the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. But that's not what Allah wants. Allah wants us just to be grateful for all the favors. To give thanks for those favors. And that's why He's made it compulsory. Because if we don't give thanks, if we don't acknowledge and show gratitude, that is going to lead to our ultimate destruction. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Dunya and Akhirah. It's like Tawbah. Allah even made Tawbah compulsory. يَوْلَذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا. There's that فِعْلَ أَمَرْ. There's that imperative verb again. تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. He made it compulsory. He made it wajib to make Tawbah. Because if we didn't make Tawbah and we had committed a cardinal sin, مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. Then we're in for a painful torment. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It's another verse. And repent all of you. Repent. Compulsory. جَمِيعًا. All of you. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Oh, those of you who believe. Likewise, to give thanks. It is compulsory. So the first question I'm going to put forward is, right, shukr. What is the definition of shukr? What is the definition of shukr? Shukr, quite simply, is al-i'tirafu bil-mun'im bima an'ama Allahu alayka min ni'am. That is the... There are many different definitions that one can find from the Sahaba, from the Tabi'een. Beautiful definitions that describe how a person can be grateful or be thankful. But for me, this one just sums it all up. Al-i'tiraf bil-mun'im. To acknowledge the giver of the favor. Like when you attain anything, or receive anything, or get anything, or have anything, and you think about it, what is the first thing that we say? Alhamdulillah. That is al-i'tiraf bil-mun'im. And what is alhamdulillah? The al is al-istighraqiyah. In order to understand it, one must remove it and replace it with the word kullu. So alhamdu means kullu hamdin. All praise and all thanks. Because hamd includes shukr. Hamd includes shukr. When we are praising for a favor. It does not include shukr when we are praising Allah for His attributes. But it includes shukr, it includes gratitude and giving thanks when we praise Him for a favor. So, alhamdulillahi, the lam al-istihqaq, attached to lafzul jalala, meaning due solely. So all praise and all thanks is due solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be conscious every time we say that. Alhamdulillah. I mean, there's a hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. Inna allaha la yarda anil abdi idha ya'kul al akalata ay yahmidahu alayha aw yashrub al shurbata fayahmidahu alayha. Indeed, Allah is so pleased. Why I say so pleased? Because of the lamb. La yarda. Most verily, indeed, Allah is pleased with his servant when he eats a morsel and he praises Allah. He thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just for that morsel. Alhamdulillah, he causes amleka. Or he takes a sip of something that he is drinking to nourish and refresh his body. And he thanks and he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most pleased with that servant of his. Why? Because he is acknowledging the source of all favors. So for every favor that we think of, say alhamdulillah. Never tire of praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From a technical aspect, there's one simple difference between alhamd wa shukr, is that every hamd is with a tongue. Athana'u bil lisan ala al jameel al ikhtiyari sawa'a kana muqabilan ni'mati am la. That's what hamd is. To praise with a tongue. To say, shukr ya Allah. Alhamdulillah. All praise and thanks to Allah. To say it with a tongue. With beautiful words. Voluntarily. Whether it be in return for a favor or not. Whereas actual shukr itself can be bil lisan with the heart. You can feel gratitude just in your heart. No problem. Feel it in your heart. Alhamdulillah. Wal arkan. And you can show it with your actions. You can say it with the tongue, feel it with the heart, and show it with the actions. That's the main difference between shukr and between hamd. And shukr, of course, is only in return for a favor, whereas hamd can be in return for a favor or not. So number one, the definition. Some of the ulama have said that the deeper understanding of gratitude, Allah tara nafsaka ahlan in ni'ma, to actually consider yourself unworthy of all these favors. And that you are just so overjoyed. I mean, how many people don't like their jobs, for example? Or don't like where they are staying? Or the car that they are driving? Or everything, perhaps, that they have or don't have? There's some element of dissatisfaction and discontentment. I start with myself. I seek refuge in Allah from that. من أصبح حزينا على الدنيا فقد أصبح ساخطا على ربي. Whoever wakes up in the morning dissatisfied with the portion that Allah's put out for them, it is as if they are angry with Allah. Why? Because whatever they have, they only have it because Allah gave it to them. So if they are dissatisfied with it, they are dissatisfied with the source of it, with the originator of it, with the creator of it, with the one who gave it to them in the first place. وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. The other two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and be of those who give thanks. وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقَنَاكُمْ. Or those of you who believe, eat of the good things that we have provided you with. وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ. And give thanks to Allah. إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. If you are worshipping Him. That was worship. Without shukr is like an empty vessel. Making salah, paying zakah, fasting Ramadan, going on hajj and umrah. Without a deep sense of gratitude for all the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is an empty vessel. That's not worship. In order for it to be worship, there has to be a feeling of shukr. So that's number one. We've done the definition of what is shukr. What is the hukum? What is the ruling of shukr? We've already seen that in the three verses. Or in the five verses. Wa kun, and be of those who give thanks. It is wajib. It's fard. It's something that is compulsory and binding on every Muslim. To be grateful. To acknowledge the source of all the favors in their lives. So we've got the definition, we've got the ruling. Then what is the benefit? And is it a benefit for Allah if we thank Him? I mean, if we don't thank Him, is Allah going to be short of anything? Is Allah going to be harmed in any way? Wallahi, Allah will not be harmed in any way. Ma Muhammadun illa Rasul. قد خلت من قبله رسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلا يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. الله أكبر. Now when the Sahaba heard that ayah for the first time, they never comprehended it. Only when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he died and left this world, did they comprehend it. I mean, it was a strife. There was chaos. Sayyidina Umar said, whoever says Muhammad is dead, I'll chop off his head. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr looked at Umar and said, Uskut ya Umar, keep quiet, Umar. And he stood up and he gave that speech, Allahu Akbar, that Allah had prepared him for when he was in the cave. إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبي لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله السكينة عليه. When they were in the cave, when he said to his companion, don't be afraid, Allah is with us. And then Allah sent his peace down on him. On who? On Abu Bakr. Because the Prophet was already in peace. He said, don't worry, Allah is with us. The Prophet was in peace. The Prophet already had sakina. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that cave put the sakina into the heart of Abu Bakr. My understanding, my humble understanding is, that Allah was preparing Abu Bakr for the day when the Prophet was going to leave this world. When he was going to take that stand and say, Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan fa inna Muhammadan qad mat wa man kana ya'budu Allah fa inna Allah hayyun la yamut. Whoever worships Muhammad, then let them know that Muhammad is dead. But whoever worships Allah, know that Allah is alive and cannot die. And then he recited this verse. Ma Muhammadun illa Rasul. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nothing save a messenger. They have come messengers before him. If he had to die or be killed, will you turn your backs on Allah? And whoever turns their backs on Allah will not harm Allah in the least. Again, what I said earlier. Whoever doesn't give thanks, whoever doesn't worship Allah properly, whoever does not acknowledge Allah for everything that He does for us and gives to us, will not harm Allah in the slightest. And then he says at the end, وَسَيَجَزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And indeed, Allah will reward those who give thanks. Those who do acknowledge. Those who are thankful. Even for the little bit. Alhamdulillah. What do you mean to say? Alhamdulillah. For the bitchy patiket. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ In عذاب لشديد. And when your Lord announced, imagine that Allah announcing something. And when your Lord called to mind, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ, Allah made an announcement in the heavens and the earth that whoever gives thanks, whoever is a grateful servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will give. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ, if you give thanks, Allah makes it personal. Second person, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I'll give you more. I'll bless you in what I've given you and I'll give you more. But if you are ungrateful, indeed my punishment is most severe. أَعُودُ بِكُمْ مِنْ هُنَاكَ مِنْ عِنْدِ شُكْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَى هُنَا وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هُنَا هُنَا مَدْرَسَةُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ فِيهَا الْحَبِيبُ الْمُصْطَفَى الْبِرُّ لَا يَبْلَى وَالذَّنْبُ لَا يُنْسَى وَالدَّيَّانُ لَا يَمُوتُ اعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتَ كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ وَيَقُولُ أَيْضًا كُلُّ ابْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ تَوَّابٌ. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد, فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته, فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. عباد الله, جماعة المسلمين, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Naml, in Surah Al-Qamar, وَمَنْ شَكَرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرْ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whoever gives thanks for themselves. Allahu Akbar. Allah doesn't need our thanks. Whoever gives thanks for themselves. وَمَنْ كَفَرْ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. And whoever is ungrateful, then indeed my Lord, غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ, He is free of want. He is the most generous and kindest and honorable. جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. In Surah Al-Qamar, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ. No, that's not Surah Al-Qamar, Surah Al-Luqman. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرْ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam. About Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam. Sayyidina Luqman was from Nuba, between Egypt and Sudan. A very wise man. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave hikmah. وَمَنْ أُوتِيَ حِكْمَةً فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever is given wisdom, is given a lot of good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. It's almost like the best thing a person can attain in this world, of this world, is to have, after having iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to have hikmah in that. And what is hikmah? Allah describes it here. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. And indeed we gave wisdom to Luqman. What wisdom was this? To give thanks. To be a grateful servant, to acknowledge the favors of Allah, not to be ungrateful. And then he says, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرْ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whoever gives thanks. It's amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the first verse that I quoted, which was from Surah An-Naml, it's وَمَنْ شَكَرْ, which is the past tense. وَمَنْ شَكَرْ. Here it is, the present continuous. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ. So whether it's for a favor that has passed, or whether it is a favor that is still with you, we have to constantly give thanks. And whoever gives thanks for their own benefit. And whoever is ungrateful, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Indeed, Allah is free of want. Allah is not in need or in want of our thanks. Hamid, whether we are praising Allah or not. Remember, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens and on earth is praising Allah. Allah is not in need of our praise, Jamaat al-Muslim. Muslimin, our time again is up. What I would like to leave with you is that some of the other benefits of shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَفَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What is Allah to do with your punishment? Look at that. In other words, why should Allah ever punish you? As long as you are giving thanks and having belief in Him. مَا يَفَعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. As long as we're giving thanks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He won't even consider punishing us. Allah will forgive us for our sins. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we've looked at the definition, the ruling, the benefits, and something I want to leave you with. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wasn't just a shakir, he was a shakur. He wasn't just... What is the difference between a shakir and a shakur? Shakir, الذي يشكر على الموجود. والشكور هو الذي يشكر على المفقود. The shakir is the one who gives thanks for what they have. The shakur is the one who gives thanks for what they've lost. Allahu Akbar. How many of us have that level of iman? To even thank Allah when Allah takes something away, because Allah knows better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and protect us and protect us from all the calamities of this life and the punishment of the hereafter, ya Rabbil Alameen. And that's why that night when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was standing in salah and his ankles had become swollen, and Sayyidah Aisha asked him, Ya Rasulullah, كيف تتكلف هذا وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. Oh Messenger of Allah, how do you bear this? And indeed Allah has forgiven your past and future sins. He said, أَفَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شُكُورًا. Do I not love to be a grateful and thankful servant of Allah? Some people do make their salah, for example, because they are out of fear. They want to go to Jahannam. لم نكن من المصلين. That's the first thing the people of Jahannam will say. ما سلككم في سقر. What? How did? What? Why were you thrown in the fire? They said we didn't pray. لم نكن من المصلين. That's the first thing they will say. So some people make salah. Why? Because they don't want to go to Jahannam. اللهم أجرنا من النار. And some people, they pray. Why? Because they want to go to Jannah. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مفتاح الجنة الصلاة ومفتاح الصلاة الطهور. The key to Jannah is prayer. And the key to prayer is purification. But the third level and the highest level, as like in the case of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just out of thanks and gratitude for all the innumerable favors that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon him, he stood at night in prayer until his ankles used to swell from that standing, in order that he should be a thankful and grateful servant. Jamaat al-Muslimin, Ibn al-Tayla al-Iskandariya rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, من لم يشكر النعم فقد تعرض لزوالها ومن شكرها فقد قيدها بعقالها. The person that does not give thanks for a favor must get ready to lose that favor. And a person that gives thanks for a favor has indeed secured for themselves that favor. Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us be of the shakirin. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam once asked Allah, Ya Rab, kayfa ashkuruk wa shukru ni'matun mink. Oh Allah, how can I thank you when to thank you is a favor from you? Oh Allah, how can I thank you when even to thank you is a favor from you? Allah then revealed to Nabi Dawood, Al-ana shakartani ya Dawood, Al-ana shakartani. Now you have thanked me, O Dawood, now you have thanked me. I end this khutbah with a dua of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, Salawatu Rabbi wa salamahu alayhi, an ibn Abbasin رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنهما قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعو يقول ربي أعني ولا تعن علي وانصرني ولا تنصر علي وامكر لي ولا تمكر علي واهدني ويسر الهدى لي وانصرني على من بغى علي ربي اجعلني لك شاكرا لك ذاكرا لك راهبا لك متواعا لك مخبتا إليك أواها منيبا ربي تقبل توبتي واغسل حوبتي وأجب دعوتي وثبت حجتي وسدد لساني واهد قلبي واسلل سخيمة صدري. He said, Oh Allah, help me and do not give help against me. Grant me victory and do not grant victory over me. Plan on my behalf and do not plan against me. Guide me and make right guidance easy for me. Grant me victory over those who act wrongfully towards me. O Allah, make me grateful to Thee and thankful, mindful of Thee, full of fear towards Thee, devoted to Thy obedience, humble before Thee, earnest in supplication and penitent towards You. O Allah, accept my repentance, wash away my sin, answer my supplication, clearly establish my evidence, make true my tongue, guide my heart, and draw out the malice in my breast. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma ja'alna min ash-shakirin, al-dhakirin. O Allah, make us of those who are grateful to You for all the favors that You've bestowed upon us. Make us of those who always call to mind those favors and acknowledge Thee, ya Rabbal Alameen. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حر مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا. We ask you to heal our sick, and in special mention, if I may, special mention of our chairman, Brother Abdul Karim, and his family who are not well at the moment. Allah grant them shifa and kamila min kulli da. Washfi marda al muslimin bi rahmatika ya arham arahimin. Allahumma Allahumma arham mawtana mawta al muslimin ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Qumu ila salatikum irhamukumullah wa aqimis salah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نتوب رحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. As I came in, okay, take a Haji Naeem. He said that he's 1 year older today. If we can make dua for him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must guide and protect him, guide him to all that which is pleasing to Allah, and keep him from all that which is displeasing to Allah. We ask that for him and for all of us. ببركة سورة الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. My apologies also, I see it is very hot today and I went a little bit over my time. I apologize for that. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.